Now, from the amazing to the absurd, we have an update on a faux French band that's based in Brooklyn. Les Sans-Culottes take their name from a faction in the French Revolution that helped overthrow King Louis XVI. For more than 10 years now, the band's been pretending to be French, singing tunes inspired by French pop from the 60s. But the band had never actually performed in France until last week in Paris. The World's Adeline Cyr takes it from there.
2 years ago, when we caught up with band members from Les Sans-Culottes, they told us that going to France might spoil their act.
We will have had the apple from the tree of knowledge banished from paradise forever.
I can roll with that.
But they got over their imposter anxiety and made it to the City of Lights. Their first gig was at a bar called La Féline.
My name is Clément Ferrand, and I'm a singer and a person who founded the band Les Sans-Culottes.
Clément Ferrand, a.k.a. William Carney. Before the concert, he said the band was a little nervous.
I think it's really going to be a sort of an acid test for us. It's really an open question how folks are going to react to it. Because in New York, the band kind of presents itself as actual French people, but in this instance, that's not going to fly. So we have to come up with a plan B. I'm going to try to speak to them in French, which is really interesting because my French is not good at all. So I hope that they're forgiving, but I'm frightened by the fact they might be put off by my bad French.
Word of mouth is what got William Castle to the bar.
Actually, I met these guys on the street before they came to the concert, and I saw this whole bunch of guys between the B-52s and the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I thought, okay, these guys, I need to come and see this because I can tell they're great.
Now, it didn't look too promising at first. The keyboardist made a classic novice mistake. He plugged his keyboard into an outlet, forgetting that the voltage in Europe is different than here in the U.S. The result? A fried keyboard just before the start of the concert. Luckily, they found a replacement. And so the gig was on. For the most part, people in the audience seemed to get the ironic act, even if the band's Franglish left many, like Cyril Choupas, a little confused.
We don't understand at all, even if they're speaking French, but that's funny. No, I think it's cool. Yeah, it's charming. They are goofy, I think. It's their purpose, you know? They're making some kind of cheesy song. It's quite funny, you know? Yeah, it's cool. It's goofy.
William Castle, too, liked what he heard.
It's really funny because they have a mix of French and English, and they do it with a real good sense of humor. It's a wink to French culture, but with a real, definite American rock and roll style. So that's great.
Band singer Kit Kat Lenoir was pleased with the feedback.
The comments we got after the show were like, you're not French? You know, I heard you're from Brooklyn. Is that true? That can't be true. And we get that all the time at home, but to get it here, it's fantastic. You know, you never know. You never know if people are going to be offended or if they're going to get it. And they obviously totally get it. And I'm really psyched. And I hope we're invited back very, very soon, perhaps for a much longer stay.
As for Clermont Ferrand, he's hoping their success will persuade real French rockers to sing in the language of Voltaire.
Weird situation in rock and roll where people in their native countries feel they have to sing in English to be commercial or to be somehow authentically rock and roll. So it'd be interesting to me to have more French bands actually singing in their native language.
Les Sans-Culottes are heading back stateside for a string of East Coast concert dates and with a new lease on faux French life. For The World, this is Adeline Cyr.
Pour te quitter.
Thanks to Geneviève Auger in Paris for her help on this story. That's it for our show today. We're always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.